birthday, September 20th, 2009. Dear Marcella, thank you for your wonderful gift. I had no idea you were leaving. We really don't know each other, and I'm so grateful you thought of me. I really went to Connecticut last week to see my sister, to see your sister Diane and her family. I'm a cousin of her husband John and their three kids, Danny, Carolyn, and Dave. They had a tough time recently, and I hope to lend a little bit of support. I had no idea they were having a celebration. It was lots of music and singing and stories. Amazingly, everyone who spoke talked about you. While they were sad that you weren't there, there were lots of smiles and laughter. I especially loved the shoe story. You know, everybody should keep a box of 3-inch heels in their car. You just can't be too prepared. Later we went to your house. It is beautiful. I met your dad. Oh, by the way, he is going to get that new caddy, even if he has to wait until the 2010s come out. He promised me a ride next time I was in town. You know, I really like them. I met some of your other nieces and nephews. We sat outside in the drizzle and Cousin Danny put up the umbrella, only to find a hornet inside. That was a surprise. His dad, John, and I sat and talked for an hour. We solved most of the country's problems and had some laughs. We also talked about you. It really sounds like the last 2 years were very hard for you, and I'm very sorry. You know, I feel like I know you now. If we're judged by the company we keep, you're super. Your family and friends showed me so much love. They showed love for you and for each other. You prepared them well before you left. They really do know how much you love them. And your gift. It was the gift of opportunity. You gave me the opportunity to connect with beautiful, loving people in the midst of grief and sadness. I was deeply touched and humbled to be with them, sharing in some small measure their love for you and their love for each other. Marcella, I am so sorry that only through your passing and the memorial service that you planned was I able to have my heart filled. Cancer is a horrible disease, and 54 is far too young. I shall cherish your gift and remember you always. Go in peace. David. Let's take a moment to quietly reflect. The mystery is that we are connected even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes it many one. So may it be.